Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for organizing this thematic debate on this important item on the CD's agenda. We would like to use this opportunity to set out India's position on a FMCT, which is commonly accepted as the most important issue under this agenda item. Without prejudice to the priority India attaches to nuclear disarmament, we support the negotiation in the CD of a universal, non-discriminatory, and internationally verifiable FMCT that meets India's national security interests. India is a nuclear weapon state and a responsible member of the international community and will approach FMCT negotiations as such. Our support for FMCT negotiations in the CD is consistent with India's interest in strengthening the global non-proliferation regime that would add a measure of strategic predictability and a baseline for future global nuclear disarmament efforts. It is essential that all relevant countries participate in these negotiations in the CD and contribute to its successful outcome. India was one of the original co-sponsors of UNGA Resolution 48/75L, adopted by consensus in 1993, which envisaged FMCT as a significant contribution to non-proliferation in all its aspects. This resolution reflected with clarity the common understanding of the basic objective of the treaty. The mandate for the proposed treaty was explicitly reflected in this resolution and reconfirmed by the Shannon Mandate in CD 1299, that is, to negotiate a non-discriminatory, multilateral, and internationally and effectively verifiable treaty banning the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices. This mandate was reaffirmed by the CD in 1998 and 2009 in its consensus decisions and reiterated in resolutions on FMCT in the UNGA. We do not favor reopening this mandate, which offers the best prospects for commencement of FMCT negotiations in the CD. The CD constituted ad hoc committees on a FMCT in 1995 and then again in 1998. CD 1864 provided inter alia for establishment of a working group to negotiate a FMCT. India participated in the work of SB2 on FMCT in 2018 and joined consensus on the outcome report CD/2139. Although India would have preferred an explicit, unambiguous, and clear reference to a FMCT in the topics under SB2, under the CD's decision on its work in 2022, India compromised in the interest of the CD. India approached its participation in the proceedings of SB2 in 2022 in the same constructive spirit of engagement with a view to make progress on this substantive item. We call upon all parties to demonstrate the same spirit of compromise. India has actively participated in every relevant forum on this subject, including the GGE on FMCT and the HLEPG on FMCT, and welcomed the respective reports adopted by consensus. At the same time, India had noted that the work of the GGE and the HLEPG amounted to neither pre-negotiations nor negotiations on an FMCT, which should take place in the CD on the basis of the agreed mandate. The reports of the GGE and the HLEPG on FMCT, however, underlined that the treaty and its negotiations in the CD remain a priority, enjoying broad international support, and that CD/1299 and the mandate contained therein remains the most suitable basis on which future negotiations should commence. In our view, this was the most significant conclusion of these consensus reports. As to its scope, the FMCT must be a treaty for banning the future production of fissile material for nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices. In our view, the FMCT is essentially about capping the future production of fissile material for weapon purposes. The obligations and responsibilities arising from the treaty must apply in a non-discriminatory manner to all states parties directly affected by the treaty's obligations and responsibilities. The treaty would be global in character, thus excluding any regional specificity. An FMCT, in our view, is certainly not a regional arms control treaty. The treaty should continue to allow unhindered production of fissile material for permitted purposes under the treaty on a non-discriminatory basis. This would include the production of fuel for civil nuclear energy without prejudice to the variety of fuel cycles currently in use or envisaged for the future. Permitted purposes would also include non-proscribed military activities, including production and use of fuel for naval propulsion. India does not believe that a moratorium on the production of fissile materials for nuclear weapons or nuclear explosive devices can be a substitute for a FMCT. A moratorium, by its very nature, is voluntary, reversible, and not verifiable. Unlike a FMCT, which will impose a treaty obligation, which will be verifiable and irreversible, a moratorium will only weaken the resolve to negotiate a FMCT and set us back. This would be contrary to our mandate and objective. India, therefore, does not support the call for a moratorium. To conclude, India supports the CD as the world's single multilateral disarmament negotiating forum, and we hope that its member states will redouble efforts to enable the conference to commence substantive work at an early date. The conference should be allowed to fulfill its mandate as a negotiating forum by commencing FMCT negotiations on the basis of an early decision on its program of work. It is unfortunate that this conference has been prevented once again from commencing substantive work. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.